pick three things that are most important to you that need to get done that day that will move the needle, that will make you feel more accomplished. You plan that in advance and put your priorities to the top of the list, and then you can have your day set out in advance. And that's the most powerful thing that you can do for yourself.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Nationally Syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. We're coming at you with a brand new show. We appreciate whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. So stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Good morning, everyone. Super excited to jump on here and talk about this important subject. And we're talking about how to organize your day like a boss. This is super important because so many people struggle with the regular day-to-day activities of staying on track and structuring your day so you can get everything done that you need to get done. So I'm excited to jump in here. This past weekend was pretty cool. Like, I'll talk about this as we go through the show, but in time blocking and such, because I'm going through this myself, and that's why I want to share with you what I've learned and what I'm excited about, and understanding that you do have time for the priorities in your life. Like, you have time for the things that you want to have time for. And we had a crazy month. Like, we were in LA for the month, and then when we got back, we had a wedding for the weekend. And then 2 days later, I went to Nashville for almost a week. And now I'm back here, and we're really fortunate to have Dorothy's parents visiting too. So it was like a crazy, crazy 2 months. And we finally made some room for organizing our space and we put some whiteboards up. We organized our office. Like, it's been really nice. So I want to share that with you. I want to share with you some of the things that has helped me stay on top of our busy lives. And then just like you, like, we work mainly, like, our audience is busy moms. And this topic was inspired by so many people that are like, I don't know, I don't have time to meal prep. I don't have time to work out. Like, you don't have time for some of the things that are most important to you, but there's 24 hours in the day. And I was thinking, I broke this down. I looked it up and I was like, here's the thing. Like, so when we work with our clients, we say, like, minimum of 3 workouts. Like, that's not a lot, in my opinion. And someone else that has never worked out before, of course, 30 minutes might be a lot, or 3 times a week. But if you were to break it down, there are 30 minute workouts. So 3 of them is 90 minutes. There are over 10,000. I don't know if anyone's known. Over 10,000 minutes in the week, right? 10,088. Someone want to look it up? And so for us to ask you to work out for 90 minutes, you still have 10,000 more to do whatever you want. And for, at least for me, that puts it in like a different perspective, right? Like, there's so many things in the week, and I'm the same way. Like, I think anytime you listen to someone that is teaching something, they've struggled with that and they've overcome it. Hopefully they've overcome it. Otherwise, they're just talking about what other people talk about and not really specifically about what they've gone through to fix the issue. But when I interview people on Exploring Mind and Body, for example, like, interview people about IBS, for example, they went through it. Interview people about mental health issues, they went through it. So I want to be very clear that this is something that I've struggled with for years, and I feel like I finally got a grasp of it. And it's still a growing, it's still a process of organizing your day so you are optimizing every single minute. And for me, that's important because I want to be the best at everything. That's sometimes that's not always a positive. And it doesn't matter what it is. I want to be the best. And I don't know where that comes from. I mean, obviously that comes from my playing days in athletics, but I don't know where it comes from before that. But I really want to be a good father. And that's all there is to it. I want to be a great dad. I don't want to be like, meh, he's all right. with our business, I want to be an amazing business owner. And at anything that you want to do, you have to work on it. And it doesn't matter like what you like, husband, like, I don't know if anyone has, if there's different levels, but that all starts off with like your priorities. So let's like, you have to decide, let me start off with my first tip, number one, but my first tip is that, I mean, we have to prioritize, right? We have to prioritize our day because there are only things that are important to us and things that will make us feel accomplished or structure our day, week, and lives. And the rest is noise, right? Like, I could just about guarantee everyone in North America spends at least 30 minutes a day scrolling through their newsfeed, right? Minimum. I mean, that's ridiculous. 30 minutes. It's probably 2.5 hours. If we were to really look into it, it's probably like you have your phones, like it says like screen time, right? Like hours we spend. It says on your phone, like you've spent this much time of screen time on your phone. I get that notification. And then we hear people that are say, oh, I didn't have time for 30 minutes of workout. And I'm like, 30 minutes. Right. I think that, like, I know that's a stretch for some people, but we have to put that into perspective of what are the other things that we're doing throughout the day. And a lot of that is wasted time, to be 100% honest with you. Like, that's just how we live our lives. It's not time blocked, which I'm going to talk about. It's not prioritized, which is also what I'm going to talk about. And it's kind of scattered all over the place, which is how I live a lot of my life until I started to pay more attention. And I feel like we have to become more efficient. Like, I want to spend more time with my family, which means I have to be more efficient with business. And if I'm more efficient with business, I can spend more time with family, which means I'm going to get more out of business and more out of my family, like more family time, which like fills my cup. It makes me feel better. Like this weekend, I spent very little time working, and I usually work, like, to put that into context, I would work at least 60 hours a week. I'd work six, often 6.5 days a week, maybe take half a Sunday off ish. And I'd work from when I got up in the morning till when I, and like that, I mean, and some people do that, that's fine. And maybe I'll change my mind at some point, but I've done that for 10 years. And that, like, that's a long time. And now I feel like I have different priorities. So your life has to change. Your life has to change with your priorities. But the problem is that we don't have priorities. They're just scattered all over the place. So we have to prioritize. And for me, that starts the night before or the week before. So this is what I do, and hopefully it helps some of you guys out. So I look at my calendar and see what, let me take a step back and talk about time blocking for the week, because I read this incredible book, and I'm looking at I have a big whiteboard here I just put up, and I have time blocking, and this is by Craig Ballantines. And I just heard about him, just read his book, and I've been watching his YouTube videos as well. And it's like so mind blowing. So his book is called The Perfect Week Formula. I would highly suggest picking it up. So this isn't specifically coming from me, but I've used it and it's working amazing. So what you do is you plan what your perfect week is. Like, what do you want your week to look like? Put everything to the side. Because for me, I did it backwards like most entrepreneurs, and you put all the little tasks first. And I was like, well, if I get all the little tasks done first, then I can focus on the bigger tasks. But the thing is, with all the little tasks, they fill up easier, right? So if you do a big chunk of task that takes more time, that's over with. And of course, another one will come. But all these little tasks that you're ticking off, to say there's 10 of them, by the time you're on 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are coming back and populating your little crummy list. That's not very important, right? And that's for you guys as well. Like, we work, like I say, we work with busy moms. I'm not talking about just entrepreneurs. This could be if you have a job, like a 9-to-5 job, whatever that looks like for you, we still have to look at our week and decide what our week is going to look like. Okay, what's your perfect week? And I heard that question. I was like, I don't know what my perfect week is. And that's what he talks about in the book. He's like, a lot of people have no idea what their perfect week looks like. So it took me time to figure it out. Like, a lot of thinking, a lot of writing, like, what does my, and that's internal work, right? This is your lifestyle. Like, we form our lifestyle. And like, and once you decide, like, once you figure out that you can control your life, it's so empowering. Like, for us to be able to work remotely on the road, not be stuck in at one place, we worked years for that. And to have that accomplishment, it is so empowering. I feel like, wish I could share that with other people. It makes you feel like you can accomplish anything. But here's the thing, is like, you do have control of your life and you do have control of your day. And even if you're like, oh, well, I have to be at work from 9-to-5, that's fine. There's a lot of different areas before, after, weekends, lunch, whatever that looks like for you, that you do have more control of. So that's what I want you to focus on. So if you have, for example, let's say if you're working Well, you know what? So you could block off 9 to 5, but what he talks about in this book is you block your week off in advance. So you start with, for me, like it starts with family time. Like what? That's why he talks about your priorities, right? So you have to decide what your priorities are in that week. And it might be like for me, it was family. Family first, because I was putting family last. And I feel like almost emotional sharing that. Like, what kind of person does that? Like, if I want to be my priorities, I want to be a good father, like I talked about. I want to be a good husband, and I want to be a good business owner. Like, those are my priorities. And if I put them in a list. And so you have to start with what your priority is. So if my priority is family first, then I start booking my week first with family. So it says, okay, I have breakfast every morning with family. That's number one. That's important to us. We have lunch together. Every lunchtime we have lunch together. And then we go for an evening walk to get outside. Sometimes it's a gratitude walk, whatever it is. Those are three staples of our family time that is important to me and as our tribe. So that's important. So you guys, and that may not be important to you, or maybe your kids may have moved away, or you may not have whatever that looks like, you come up with your priorities, get three clear priorities first, and then you start putting them into your calendar. So what we said, I said, if I'm going to work as hard as possible throughout the week from Monday to Friday, I can at least dedicate 2 days to family. And right now I'm still working on it. It's not 2 full days. So I took a sales call Saturday morning. And then I did some social media like Sunday night because I wanted to prep for this week and for this show. But I will tell you that this Sunday, I think I almost didn't pick up my phone. I didn't pick up my phone for hours at a time, which is rare. So again, something that I'm continually working on, and hopefully this will help you guys as well. So, and that's why I'm saying, like, so your priority. So you should be like, in my opinion, you have to put your fitness, your health, your nutrition, like that has to be near the top of your list. Fortunately for us, it's not really like a concern, like getting my workout in. I've been doing it for so long. It's not something that needs to be put on a list. Same thing with meal prep, like that's something that we do that's ingrained. And if you guys do it long enough, it's not going to be something you need to put on your list. But for now, it has to be prioritized. So on Sunday, when you're sitting down, time blocking your week, you say, this is when I'm going to work out. And you block that in. If that's 6 o'clock in the morning, or if it's 8 o'clock at night, whatever it is, you time block that in advance. So you're not able to put anything else on your calendar. And if anything else tries to get in the way, you say, oh no, actually, that's blocked off. It's the same thing with your family. If you guys want to have breakfast together, if that maybe that's 7:30 to 8:30 or 7:30 to 8, that's family time. You block that off. But we have to understand that, okay, the first thing is that your week is planned not during that week. And I'm telling you that that's how I did things for a long time. And it's not the most efficient way to do things. And I have to look at yourself. I watched this really cool video. And this guy says, what if you, what if you wanted to be in a certain place where someone else is, let's say, like it could be the best father or the best mother in the world. It could be the most successful business owner or entrepreneur, whatever that is, you have to look at what they're doing. And if you're look at the most successful people, in my opinion, in any regard, they have a very clear week of what that's set and what that looks like. So for most of us, we're chasing our tail. And we're just scattered all over the place, and we're just trying to get things done, and we're doing the tasks I'll say it again for you, that take the least amount of mental clarity or mental power and take the least amount of time. So all we're doing is running around, knocking off these little tasks that don't really mean a whole lot instead of tackling the bigger tasks that are going to make our week so much better. So if you were to say, I'm going to block off 2 hours on Sunday to grocery shop and meal prep, let's just say that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm blocking that off. That's going to make your whole week easier, number one. It's going to save you time from running to the grocery store 3 or 4 times throughout the week to get food. And then to be in the grocery store, you got to drive to the grocery store. You got to get out. You got to grab it. You got to take your grocery. Like, that's going to make your food situation entire so much easier, right? That's what you have in advance set up. And it's the same thing with workouts. Like, you're not like, oh, thinking in your mind, like, oh, I got to get my workout in. Like, that's mentally draining and it's emotionally draining. So not only by not time blocking in advance, we're draining different areas of our energy, from mental clarity to emotional energy. And then you skip your workout because everyone pushes it back to the end of the day. because it's not a top priority. It hasn't been time blocked. And then we feel guilty. And then you're dealing with that guilt, right? Like, it's a terrible cycle and it needs to be broken. And the only way to change your result is to change your action. So if you're like, oh, it sounds great. And let me tell you this. I thought this was interesting. I appreciate every one of you being here. What if you're here to learn? I heard this from, I'm not sure if it was an interview or from a book, but it says, if you read a book or if you listen to an interview or you listen to some information or a how-to and you do nothing from what you've listened to or learned, it was a complete waste of time. And now that's different if you're just there to mentally step away and watch a movie, or if you just want it for entertainment purposes. But if you're sitting down for a half hour and you're listening to something to learn and you don't implement anything, you've just wasted a half hour of your time, right? Knowledge is knowledge. Knowledge is useless without implementation, in my opinion. So I want you guys to take action, like take massive action. The more action you take, the better off that you're going to be. And the more results you're going to see. So sit down with your spouse or sit down with your kids and say, what does our week look like? So some of you are hockey parents, like hockey moms or hockey dads or whatever. So you sit down and you say, you get your schedule in advance, right? You get your schedule a month or 6 months in advance and you know what that looks like. So your work is probably a priority. So it might be 9 to 5. Your kids' sports are probably a priority. So if you need to book those off on Sunday, or maybe the first week of the month and you book off your entire month, now we can start to put in things that are on top of our priority list. Then hopefully that's workouts in there. A lot of people say they don't have time for workouts. Put that into context, understanding that's 90 minutes out of over 10,000. So then you say, okay, well, 60 or 120 minutes is going to be hockey 3 times a week. Okay, so we can eliminate that. And then we can input what's going to be more valuable to us to get more out of our day. So if that's grocery shopping, that's going to save you time for the rest of the week. That's why it's so important. And that's why so many people struggle with getting healthy meals in, because they're not prepped. They're too busy running around. So they hit the fast food joint, or they get the microwave food and they toss it in the oven. Then they wonder why they don't have any energy throughout the weeks, because they're putting their low quality foods in their body. You have to decide. Like, family may not, for some people that may not be a priority. And it wasn't for me for a very long time. And I'll just be open, honest, and vulnerable. And I feel like a terrible person saying that. But it wasn't until I started putting family first that I realized how important it was and how it's not fair to my family to put everybody else first. So I put our customers first. I put our business first. I put our, whatever orders first. And it's not fair to everyone else in my life if that's the priority, because that never ends. Like, we have a small team. There's 4 of us, I think. And not everyone's part-time. We have, and I guess it doesn't matter. But there's more. We have hundreds of customers. We're very fortunate for that. And there's never going to be, and hopefully, there's never going to be end to the questions, comments, and orders coming in, right? So if I don't prioritize, then I'll never give time to what's most important, and that's my family. So I'm looking at my list here. So that's what I wanted to share with you this morning. And that is the very basics of how you can get started. And that's understanding that it starts that month, at the very least that week before and the night before. So what we do is we plan our entire week on Sunday, our week in advance. What does our week look like? And align our calendars, right? Because we both have coaching calls. We both have appointments that we need to get to, or friends, family gatherings. So we look at our calendar and we say, what needs to be done? And then what are the most important things around those as well, right? And understand, like, it doesn't end. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this on the first of the month and then I don't have to think about it again. It doesn't work like that. Like, things often come up. We need to change things around. We need to adjust. We need to continue to work on things, right? So that's why I feel we have the macro, which is the month. So you look at your month in advance of what that looks like. And then we get closer to the micro of the weekly. What does your week look like? And then each evening, it's the same thing. Like, what did you get done on your priority list? And if it's like, I'm only going to do laundry once a week, you time block. And if there's any entrepreneurs out there, it's for me, I was doing videos. Like, oh, I was inspired. I'm doing a video. And sometimes it takes me 10 times to do a video, and that's 20 minutes out of my day. And maybe I only had 30 minutes before my next client. So I just wasted 20 minutes because I didn't time block an hour. So now what I'm doing is I'm time blocking an hour. And you guys are going to see better quality videos come up if you haven't seen them yet. But I have my DSLR camera set up. I've got lighting and I've got a mic set up. And I'm time blocking an hour and I'm sitting down and I'm writing, like, throughout the week. When I get an idea, I write it down. So in my book, I have a list of video ideas. So I sit down, I got my nice setup, I got lights, and I look at my list. And then I did 10 in less than an hour. So now I have an hour time blocked once a week to do videos. So for you guys, maybe that's laundry, maybe that's meal prep, maybe that's workout, but that has to be time blocked in advance. So if it's not, then you just keep pushing it off and off because you got to set up. For me, I got to set up the lights. I got to make sure my batteries are charged. I have to pull my list out. The setup in most cases takes more time than the actual task at hand. So for whatever that looks like for you guys, like I'm saying, it doesn't matter what it is. You have to understand that you time block on in advance so you know what your week looks like. And so you have your priorities and the rest of the stuff doesn't really matter. And I know for me, it's not even skills. It's making sure that you've booked that time in advance. And let me finish off on my thought there. So you look at your week in advance. And so I said weekly. So weekly, I have my videos and that's it. I'm not doing 5 to 10 videos. I've got 100 videos saved up. So for me, I was spending too much time on content tasks when I should have been working on lead generation or sales, right? Or training one of our employees, whatever it looks like. But there's too much time spent there. So now I'm like, okay, all I need is 1 hour to do 2 weeks worth of content, right? And so the next step is to look at your day. So what I do is the night before my next day, I have three things. And I don't know why I feel like there's power in three to five max. So you pick three things that are most important to you that need to get done that day that will move the needle, that will make you feel more accomplished, that will make you feel like whatever your priority is, like if you're trying to be a better parent, business owner, better employee, whatever that looks like, better athlete, like you plan that in advance and put your priorities to the top of the list. And then you can have your day set out in advance. And that's, for me, that's the most powerful thing that you can do for yourself, is to feel more accomplished throughout your day. Because I feel like we get into that for me, when I look at anxiety and depression, I guess depression is usually in the past and as anxiety is in the future. So you're looking into the future and like, oh my, I'm anxious. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what to expect. That's number one. And then depression is what you haven't been able to accomplish or what in different areas you've failed. And if we were to live in the present moment and start to plan for the future, there wouldn't be so much anxiety. There wouldn't be so much depression because you're not living in the past. You're here in the future, working on your most important tasks, and you're taking a step-by-step process of what that looks like in the future. So I hope that's beneficial, and I hope that's helpful for you guys. It's really helped me. It's really changed a lot of things in our life. It's changed a lot of things in business-wise. You know what? One of the things was eye-opening to me. If you guys watched my live or listened to it when I talked about hanging out with millionaires for our mastermind, is a lot of those guys worked 5 hours a day. And that guy that broke a million that year, he talked about how he did a whole presentation on how anything above 5 hours is a waste of time. I suppose that's for entrepreneurs. Like, I know you guys have to, many of you are working jobs, which is fine. And some of you are at home, and I would never put that lower than having a job. Like being an at home mom or caregiver, or Dorothy works way harder at home raising our child than she ever did working at school with kids, with 20 kids in the classroom, right? Both are very challenging jobs, but there's no breaks. Like if you're at home, like you don't get a recess, you don't get a lunch break, you don't get evening off. It's full on all the time. But wherever it is you are in your life, it's important to understand that you can structure and you can have more control of what you're doing and where you're at. And like I was saying, for me, it's really changed a lot of things. Like if you have a job, like some of you are working remotely. If you're working at home, you could probably get most of your work tasks done in less than 5 hours. What we do is we put them off because we don't prioritize. We don't time block. We procrastinate. Something else that was interesting is you don't set a task or delegate a task without a deadline. I thought that was super interesting. Let's say it's laundry, or let's say it's cooking food. You say, okay, I'm going to get groceries at this time. So you have a deadline of I've got to be done by 2 o'clock, right? That puts some urgency on your task. So it's like, okay, I got to get this taken care of. I got to get this finished. And for most of us, like in school, I used to call myself the king of cram. I didn't plan ahead. I did everything last minute. And at that time, I felt like I was better last minute. I was better because I was more efficient, and I was, right? Like I was at that time because I had a very clear deadline that where my project had to be handed in or the exam was coming. So I would spend like that last day or the last 6 hours or the last 2 hours, whatever it is, cramming, and that's all I needed. But if I did that earlier, I wouldn't have so much anxiety about the future, right? Or I wouldn't have so much weighing on my shoulders, like I'm never going to pass this test. I'm never going to get through this grade or whatever it is. And for us, like we still do that as adults. Instead of looking at different ways we can improve our life and structure and have a better plan, I think we're much better off making that happen. I am going to leave you with that. I hope you get a chance to check out that book, whatever that looks like for you. Hopefully that was helpful. And if you do try some of this in the future and it starts to work out for you, or even if it doesn't, shoot me a message and let me know. It's nice to know if our information is helpful. And it's definitely a work in progress. We're continuing to work on it, organizing our days and time blocking and prioritizing. I don't think it's a thing like a finish line. It's like fitness, right? Like a lot of people are like, oh, I lost 10 pounds. See you later. I'm done. I'm like, whoa, it's not like an end to it, right? Like there's always something that comes up in life. There's always something that we need to work on, we can improve on. It's always something we need help with. So with this topic in particular, it's not like I got my day planned, I got my week planned. I don't have to do that anymore. It's a regular check-in. Am I on track? Am I doing the things that I need to do, the things that I should be doing? And I'm telling you that you do have, like if you look at the busiest people in the world, and in my opinion, that's probably entrepreneurs that have, like if you have a multi-million dollar business, let's say you're bringing in, you're worth like 300 million, let's say, like you have multiple businesses. You don't have one business at that level. So you're looking at multiple businesses, thousands of employees, you probably have a home life and kids. And how are you managing lawyers, accountants, bank accounts, employees? The only possible way to do that is to prioritize and time block. That's it. And I listened to this one guy's multi-millionaire, and he actually has an assistant, which many of them do up there, that plan their whole day in advance. And like they don't plan it. They talk about like they have someone that works very closely with them, an assistant, whatever you call that, plans out their whole day, and they tell them where to go and where to be. You have this phone call at this time. You have this meeting at that time. So they don't even waste their time doing that. They pay someone to do that. So they just show up and just go through their day, knowing what needs to be done. And the rest of that stuff, it's not a priority. So that gets pushed to the side. Us, or at least me, I pushed the most important in the past. I pushed the most important stuff to the side because I didn't want to do it. Did the least important, least amount of important stuff because it was easier and took less time, less mental power, right? You got to flip that on its head. That's how you're going to move the needle and improve different areas of your life. Knowing that I've blocked Monday and Friday off on my calendar, right? Like that's important. And then I've blocked another hour to plan for them. So that's important. You guys are a priority. And it's nice to know that me showing up here for you and offering information is valuable to you. I wish you all the best in blocking, planning, prioritizing, and having a great day. So thanks, guys. We will catch you later.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. You can always find us on facebook.com/trueformlife. We post up there a couple times a day on our story. We're always trying to bring you more content around living a healthy lifestyle, whether that be nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. We also have free challenges that we do at least once a month. So if you follow us along there, you'll be able to join maybe a plank challenge or a squat challenge, Tabata challenge, whatever it may be. We'd love to have you join us. We're also on instagram.com/drewtadia. Again, we're posting up there a couple times a day along with our story, all dedicated to keeping you fit and healthy and on track. Our main website is trueformlife.com. If you want to check out some of our products, some of our services, or if you just want some great content from videos to blog posts and recipes and more, we got all that at trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with Trueform Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.